Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NHL yesterday, Mika Zibanejad scored the tying goal with 66 seconds in regulation before adding a shootout goal in the Rangers' 4-3 comeback against the Wild. Also, the Predators blanked the Islanders 5-0, the Flyers rolled over the Panthers 6-2, and the Capitals edged the Avalanche 3-2. In the NBA, the Celtics pulled away in double overtime to down the Clippers, 141-133. In women's college basketball, Ryder ripped Siena, 69-38. Marist topped Canisius, 84-72. And Syracuse routed North Carolina, 74-56. In NASCAR, Joey Logano and William Byron won the qualifying races that set the field for the Daytona 500. The victory in the first race earned Logano a spot in the second row for NASCAR's season-opening cup race, and a White House spokesman has confirmed that President Trump will attend the race on Sunday. In MLB news, Astros infielders Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve have apologized on behalf of the ball club for its sign-stealing scheme that was investigated and punished by the league. But Astros owner Jim Crane raised eyebrows on Thursday when he said, quote, "Our opinion is that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team, we won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that," end quote. And in other news, RPI says Lions head coach Matt Patricia will return to his alma mater today to speak at the Rensselaer Joint Service ROTC Military Ball and meet with campus athletes. Patricia got his start in the NFL working as an assistant coach for the Patriots for 14 seasons, eventually becoming the team's defensive coordinator and winning 3 Super Bowls. He took the helm at Detroit in 2018. I'm Jesse King.